Good morning. We're just waiting to make sure we're ready to record. Okay, good. Good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord with you today and glad to have you guys here. Special thank you to Scott, who is helping to lead us in song this morning. Just a few announcements. Sandy Hess sends a thank you to everyone who helped to celebrate her 80th birthday. And congratulations to Austin and Rebecca Reed. They were married yesterday on August 1st. So we pray God's blessing upon their marriage and upon their life. Services will continue as we've been doing, 9 o'clock traditional here in the sanctuary, and then 11 o'clock outside. So I'm glad that you have joined us here today. We'll begin our service with confession and forgiveness.
In today's first reading, God invites all who are hungry or thirsty to receive food and drink without cost. Jesus feeds the hungry multitude and reveals the abundance of God. At the Eucharist table, we remember all who are hungry or poor in our world today. As we share the bread of life, we are sent forth to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry.
I invite you to stand as you're able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Amen.
Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts.
We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life.
Amen.
Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our opening hymn is number 712, Lord, Whose Love in Humble Service. Lord, whose love in humble service bore the weight of human need, who upon the cross forsaken worked your mercy's perfect deed, we your servants bring the worship, not of voice alone but heart, consecrating to your purpose every gift which you impart. Still your children wander homeless, still the hungry cry for bread, still the captives long for freedom, still in grief we mourn our dead. As you, Lord, in deep compassion healed the sick and freed the soul, by your Spirit send your power to our world to make it whole. As we worship, grant us vision till your love's revealing light In its height and depth and greatness dawns upon our quickened sight, making known the needs and burdens your compassion bids us bear, steering us to ardent service, your abundant life to share. Called by worship to your service, forth in your dear name we go. To the child, the youth, the aged, love in living deeds to show, hope and health, goodwill and comfort, counsel, aid, and peace we give, that your servants, Lord, in freedom, may your mercy know and live.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Lord God,
God, your generosity waters the world with goodness, and you cover your creation with abundance. Awaken in us a hunger for the food that satisfies both body and spirit, and with this food fill all the starving world, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
The lesson for today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, beginning at the first verse. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the water, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Word of God. May we rightly understand and boldly apply God's word.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowd. They all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full, and those who ate were about 5,000 men, women, and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. By a show of hands, have any of my friends in Christ here today had the joy of flying recently? None of you? How many of you, though, have ever flown with Spirit Airlines? Couple of you. I asked my friends for advice on flying with Spirit, and their answer was short and to the point: don't. They listed off the issues: rude employees, strict luggage policies, long delays. The list went on, and I will never forget one flight I had from New Orleans back home to when I was living in Chicago. There was this 50-something-year-old lady with a big hat seated in front of me, and she asked the young flight attendant, "Excuse me, miss, how do I access the Wi-Fi on this flight?" The flight attendant, she laughed and said, "This is Spirit Airlines. We don't have Wi-Fi. It's bare fare." And like a scene out of a preschool classroom everywhere in America, she continued, "With bare fare, you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit." Well, alrighty then. Later in the flight, the same woman with her big hat wanted water. The flight attendant tells her that's $3 a bottle. "Can I just have a cup of tap water?" she asks. "Ma'am, we do not have tap water, only bottled water, $3 each." "You can't give me a cup of water?" "I can give you a cup of ice, and you can suck on the ice cubes." How many of you think that she said, "Yes, I'll take the cup of ice cubes"? She did. She took the ice cubes, that is bear fare with Spirit Airlines, low expectations, no Wi-Fi, $3 water bottles, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. My friend Natalie, who was flying home with me, is a special education teacher, and she said, wow, I wonder what our education system would be like if we had to live with bear fare in Wisconsin. And then I gave her the look. She smiled. Oh, wait, we often live with bear fare in our schools. And so I asked her, what about in the church? What if the church lived bear fare? Now, you know when you fly in planes, often people are eavesdropping. And that was the case that day. A man overheard the conversation and said, hey, I'm a Christian from Detroit. People that sit in the pews, they want to see God's fruit. They want to see their gifts making a difference in the community. I'm a part of a church called Triumphant Church in Detroit. We're predominantly African American, and we have campuses all over Detroit. Every student who goes to college gets a scholarship from the church. Sounds like here, doesn't it? That's the fruit. Their gifts are making a difference in the community. I love how God can speak to us even at the airport. Can God do something like that in us? Now, we may not have campuses of St. Olaf Lutheran Church all over Fort Dodge. Part of our blessing is that we are a family. We know each other by name, and we're in it together. Can God work within us and about us to bring about something amazing? I believe so. Now, our gospel today, this good news, is this bear fare. The gospel of Jesus Christ is anything but. The gospel is extraordinary, it's extravagant, it's courageous who God gives his love to. He gives his love to anyone, anywhere, anytime. Talk about service, and that's what the Spirit of God has the ability to do. It covers our bare souls with God's grace and mercy and love. Pretty amazing. God takes the little bit that we have and builds on it and somehow transforms it into something so beautiful. For years, and I mean years, God knew in my last congregation we needed a new drummer for contemporary worship band. And I told that church family we should be praying for a drummer. Pray that God would bring someone to our congregation, him or her, their family, to our church. This place could become their church family, and that God has already equipped this person with this ability to serve as a drummer. Could God answer that prayer? Do we believe that he would? It is bold to pray, and here's why. When you pray, you trust that God will be the giver. And sometimes I think we minimize our prayers, we keep them simple, we don't want to challenge God too much, we keep the prayer sort of middle of the road because we're not quite sure God will answer. Newsflash. God will always answer. He is faithful, loving, kind. The answer will come. We have to be bold to ask, Lord, send us a drummer. Lord, send us new families. Lord, open our hearts to be ready for those families. Lord, help us to be kind and love as you do. So what about here at St. Olaf? A bold prayer. Pray for a guitarist. Our contemporary worship band needs one. The last guy moved away. Pray for new people. If they can't physically be here today, may they find us through the internet. Lord knows how that has opened doors. Lord, we pray that you would open our hearts to be ready for new families. And Lord, bless us with oodles and oodles and oodles of kids. Do you know what God can do in us? God sent us that drummer after 8 months. It took 8 months, but it was one man who was the drummer who then joined church council, and he had 7 people in his family. Pretty awesome, huh? Do we know what God can do here in us? Pray, be bold, don't hold back. God will do. Ask, and you shall what? Receive. Knock, and what? The door will be opened. And that's what it's about, God's abundant and extravagant love. The gospel reading for today is sort of like the church. There was a lot of bare fare, bare bones in ministry. The disciples left everything to follow, and they get to this place where 5,000 people, men, women, and children, are waiting for the Lord, and it is late in the day. And the disciples are tired, they're hungry, ministry has wore them out, they are weary. Have you been there before? And we sometimes call that we're hangry because we're angry because we're hungry. We need to eat. And you can tell they're hangry because of these words. Lord, we have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. In other words, Jesus, enough already. We don't have what it takes to feed all of these people. Send them off empty-handed. We're tired. We're weary. There is nothing more for us to give. Our well is dry. Have you been there? We have nothing. Now, Jesus, he was tired too. That's why he had withdrawn. But the crowd followed. In verse 18, Jesus' words were, and he said, "Bring them here to me." Do you realize how much compassion Jesus must have had in that moment? He was hungry too. But whatever, bring them here to me. And Jesus takes the little bit, 5 loaves, 2 fish, and he feeds everyone. This miracle is documented in all 4 of the Gospels, and what does that tell us? That 4 different followers of Christ witnessed the same miracle. That solidifies the story, that this is the truth. Bring them here. And Jesus fed them all. He fed them so much that there were leftovers. How much leftovers were there? How many baskets full? Did you catch that? 12. 12 baskets full. And isn't that interesting? First of all, it's amazing that there's leftovers at all with 5,000 people. But 12 is telling too, because how many disciples were there? 12 disciples. Leftovers in Jesus' day were always given to the servers. That meant that Jesus wanted to give his 12 servants a meal too. What didn't they understand? That Jesus would take care of them too, that you can't outgive the Lord. When we spend our lives living for Christ, our needs are always met. Our baskets are always overflowing, more than enough. Have you ever heard of an Iowan named Dale Schroeder? Dale Schroeder was a simple, humble man from Ames, Iowa, who ended up changing the lives of 33 young people forever. Schroeder worked as a carpenter at the same company, Moe Millwork in Des Moines, for 67 years. He grew up poor, no wife, no kids. His friend Steve Nielsen described him as a blue-collar, lunch-pail kind of guy. He went to work every day, worked really hard, was very frugal, like a lot of Iowans, and when he died in 2005, no one could have guessed how rich Schroeder really was. He had 2 pairs of jeans, his work jeans and his church jeans. Schroeder had saved up a fortune. With no living descendants, he went to his lawyer with a plan. Not only did Schroeder have enough money, "I've never had the opportunity to go to college," he told the lawyer, "so I'd like to help the kids go." So not only did Schroeder not have enough money to send a few kids to college, he had enough to send dozens. Finally, the friend was curious and asked, "Well, how much are we talking about, Dale?" And he said, "Oh, just shy of $3 million. His friend nearly fell out of the chair. Kira Conrad was one of the recipients. She had the grades, but not the money. She grew up as a single parent with three older sisters, so paying for all four girls wasn't an option. Conrad wanted to become a therapist, but she saw no feasible way to pay for school. That's when her phone rang, and she broke down in tears immediately. The man on the other end told her all about Schroeder, that Schroeder sent specific instructions for his $3 million. Send small-town Iowa kids to college. He wanted to help kids like him go to school. His gifts ended up paying for 33 strangers' college tuition. Pretty awesome, right? They're now dubbed Dale's Kids. All Schroeder asked for in return, pay it forward. Dale's story is our gospel. Dale's little bit over the years grew into $3 million that transformed 33 Iowan lives. Those kids, I'm told, grew up to be doctors, teachers, counselors. What do you think they've done? Do you think they've changed lives? 5 loaves, 2 fish, 5,000 fed. Amazing. What else can God do? Amen.
Our sermon hymn is number 479, "We Come to the Hungry Feast."
Express our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Confident in your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. You take resources that appear to be meager, bless them, and there is enough. May your church trust that what you bless and ask us to share with the world is abundantly sufficient. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Your bountiful creation offers sustenance and life for all creatures. Protect this abundance for the well-being of all. Reverse the damage we have caused our creation. Replenish groundwater supplies, provide needed rains in places of drought, and protect forests from wildfires. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
You offer yourself to all the nations and peoples of the earth, inviting everyone to abundant life. Bring the prophetic vision to fullness that all nations will run to you and that nations who do not know you will find their joy in you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Hear the anguish of tender hearts who cry to you in suffering and satisfy their deepest needs. Bring wholeness and healing to those who suffer in body, heart, soul, and mind, especially Harold and Marilyn Wingerson, Gary Weidenfield, Curtis Stover and family, Tim Brainerd, Jodine Rizigi, Rosemary Stickrod, Renee Powell, Donna Smith, Scott Otto, Teresa Copps, David Halsrud, Bev Carlson, Julie Dawn, Lee Oyster, and Charles Coleman's family and friends. Lord, in your mercy. You offer freely the fullness of salvation. Give our congregation such a welcoming heart that our words and actions may extend your free and abundant hospitality to all whom we encounter. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
You gather your saints as one, united in the body of Jesus. Bring us with all your saints to the heavenly banquet. We remember with love and thanksgiving the saints we have known. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace with a peace sign or an air high five. That's my favorite. At this time, we will receive our offering for the mission and ministry at the PayPal link, the Vanco app, by dropping it in our offering plate on your way out or by mailing a check to our church. We appreciate your good gifts as they further sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. God of goodness and growth, all creation is yours, and your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. Water and word, wine and bread, these are signs of your abundant grace. Nourish us through these gifts that we might proclaim your steadfast love in our communities and in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our strength and our song. Amen. Now we pray. taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit the Comforter bless you and keep you in eternal love. Amen.
Closing hymn is number 843, Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness.
Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.